Welcome to the Teen Lifeline Podcast. Equip, encourage, empower.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's week two of the Teen Lifeline Support Podcast. We're going to be talking about week two challenges, basically speaking to the students and helping students process through what are the big stresses in their lives and maybe what could be better with those stresses. One thing to kind of look for this week as you come back are obviously the students who return. As we talked about last week, one of the great challenges of week one is to create an environment where students will say yes to coming back, that they feel like this is a worthwhile use of their time, that they feel safe, that they feel like this is a place that they could grow and create some change in their life. So if they're coming back, that's a great sign. That's an exciting thing to see a group of students be able to come back and say yes. Now, before we get too far into week number two, just a reminder, if you've not done your pretest, do that before you really do much else. You can say hi to the students, kind of get them settled in, but say, hey, guys, before we go much farther, I forgot to do something. We need to do this really quick pretest, allowing us to be able to evaluate how these groups are going for you guys. So walk them through that before you really even do introductions, anything like that. Get the pretest done. If you've already done the pretest, then go straight into the curriculum, make sure that that you get that done if you have not. Well, week two, we're going to get into what it means to live out life with the stresses that we often face. We want to be able to attack this week helping students to face what they're going through and not to run away from stress, to find ways to deal with stress because life always has stress. We're not gonna face a time of our life where there's no stress, where it's just easy. Life's gonna be difficult, and life can be a lot better if we just handle our stress even a little bit better. As you do your group checkup, ask the students if anything significant happened over this last week, how their relationships have been, and kind of go back to that challenge that you issued last week. What roles did they play in their various relationships? How do those go? What do they notice that maybe they hadn't noticed before? Obviously, take some time to have the students go around to introduce themselves, check in to see how they are doing. If you have a question that you ask every week, be sure to go back to that question that they answered to kind of create some tradition. Remind students about your group expectations and norms, the ones that you guys came up with last time. Just kind of put those out there really quickly to remind them, of anything they say in this group is confidential, except for, obviously, if they're hurting themselves, someone else is hurting them, or they have a plan to hurt someone else, you'll need to step in and help out with that. This week, the self-evaluation is combined with group activity. So this is the one lesson that we do. This happens to be one of the first lessons, but these two are combined in this particular lesson. So this is Play-Doh week. And if you get the chance, in week one, encourage them to come back for Play-Doh. And typically students really do like to play with Play-Doh. It's kind of a funny thing. Sometimes you get the outlier that feels like they're too cool and just kind of jokingly tell them that no one's really too cool to play with Play-Doh because really, honestly, is anyone really too cool for Play-Doh? Give everyone a tub of Play-Doh or a little stick of Play-Doh, depending on what you have. Don't get too much into choosing colors. Students will get a little wrapped up in that. But get that passed out as quickly as you can. Have them pull out the Play-Doh and start to go ahead and work through the Play-Doh, get it loosened up. We try to provide new Play-Doh each week. That's more just kind of a sanitary thing, a hygiene thing. Sometimes if you have too many students use the same thing of Play-Doh, it gets pretty gross. So if you're able to pull out some new Play-Doh for each group, try to do that. You're going to have the students create something. And the instructions on the curriculum talks about having the students create a tower or an object that represents the challenges that they're facing right now. If you're going for more of a scaling dynamic, like a 1 to 10, you can have them build something that's tall if they have a lot of stress, or something that's flat like a pancake if they don't have a whole lot of stress. If you're wanting to kind of go the more of the creative route, you can just have them create something that represents a stressor in their life. It doesn't have to be the biggest one, but something that is causing them stress. Now, if you're going to go that route, sometimes that can be a little bit confusing for students, like, well, how do I create this or that? Just encourage them to be creative. If they need to spell it out, they can. If they want to create something that kind of points to that, there's really no wrong way to do the Play-Doh week. After they create these sculptures, have the students go around. And if you want to do an order, if you just want to do it as they are willing, depending on how you feel like the group will handle that, have them talk about their sculptures. Note similarities. If there's students that kind of are sharing some similar stresses, be sure to point those out, because it is always great to have the Me Too aspect of facing stress. If a student's parents are going through a divorce and some other student's parents are going through a divorce, that's a great place to connect so that they know that they're not alone in that stress. Spend a few minutes doing that. Now, in the activity itself, there's a spot where it says have the students take off some Play-Doh at the beginning. If you forget to do that, that's okay. You can kind of come back and still have them create something new. But have the students at the beginning of this pull off a little piece of Play-Doh, set it aside, and once you've created the initial structure or sculpture, after you talk about it, have them mash up that sculpture, take that piece, add it like they're adding something new to their life, have them make something new. Maybe one thing that could help, something they could do differently, something that would help with this particular stress. Sometimes students will be kind of blocked on this. Sometimes they'll say, I don't know what to say, what to do or what to say. If they're really stuck, you can ask them to think about what's something you've seen someone else do that's really worked for them and have them create that, just so that they can think along the lines of some kind of solution that they've never really considered before. And ask them, if you did this one thing, what would be different in your life? How would this help you with your stress? Option two is heavy load. This particular option, if you're not going to do the Play-Doh, is where you bring in kind of a bag of rocks, preferably kind of smooth stones, and talk about stress from like the literal physical weight of something. Have each student write on the surface of their rock maybe one problem or challenge that they've been facing recently. If they have one, more than one, they can write on the other side of the rock as well. Once they do that, have everyone stand in a circle and pass like a bag or a bowl or like a bucket around. And as you pass it around, have each student drop their rock into that bucket. And as that bucket goes around, have each student feel the weight of that bucket grow more and more and more. Another option is to have a student kind of stand out in the front of the classroom with the bucket or bag at shoulder height with their arm extended, and have students fill that bag and see how long they're able to hold that. And even the biggest, strongest of students really can't hold it very long. With this particular activity, there's a lot of processing with this particular side. It's kind of talking about what is it like to carry your problems and the problems of other people at the same time. What does it feel like? What are you thinking about when you carry someone else's load? And have them process, what are some things that you can do to help lighten the load a little bit? Because sometimes students are not only carrying their own stress, but they're carrying the stress of their parents, or the stress of their friends, or the stress of someone important to them. And talk about what are some ways that you can shed off some of that weight. After you do this, pass the bag back around, have the students get the rock that they had dropped in there back out, and have them share something about the stress that they are facing. The final group activity option is, if you don't have rocks and if you don't have Play-Doh, you can just use a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. Give each student the piece of paper and have them write on one side of the paper things that they've been dealing with, stresses that they've been dealing with in their life over the past weeks and months, and kind of ask them, how do these things happen? What maybe caused these things to happen? And then ask them, are any of these things within your control? And have them circle the ones that maybe are in their control. And then really just have the group brainstorm ways that maybe they can handle these challenges. and discuss maybe one or two ways that practically they can handle these things the next week. And once they've come up with some ideas, have them write them down on those pieces of paper and challenge them to try this over the next week. Your group processing will kind of walk you through all these activities, the different ways that you can ask questions and process through these activities. And your wrap-up, as you end off this particular week, have them think about one of those ideas that they came up with out of these three activities, one of these three activities. What would it look like if you actually did this? Or if you're not going to talk about a specific solution you came up with, have the students think about this next week, what's one thing that really helps you with your stress? Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's something that you do that really helps you think about, you know, be able to process life in a better way. Now, when you talk about stress with students, especially students at risk, inevitably drugs and alcohol will come up as potential solutions, especially if you're working in a drug rehab or working in an alternative disciplinary setting. Encourage students to think about things that are other than drugs and alcohol. You can have that conversation, but don't get too bogged down in that in this particular activity. The idea of this week is to think of new ways that maybe they've not considered to deal with their stress in maybe a more healthy way. Now, as we wrap up this particular podcast, what's maybe one thing that you want to focus on this week? Think about that. When I think about this particular week, I always talk to the students about, in my life, Chris Roby, my personal life, I get in the most trouble in my life when I don't handle my stress very well. And if I was able to handle my stress even just a little bit better, life could be a whole lot better for me. And so taking that particular tact has been very helpful for me with students. So think about that one thing that could really be helpful. If I could handle my stress just a little bit differently in this situation, life could be a whole lot better. Well, that's it for this week. We're so glad that you are choosing to facilitate groups with Teen Lifeline. Next week, we're going to talk about our resources, what's available to us internally, and who are some of the people who can serve as resources to us externally. It's a really awesome week, and we'll be able to cover that next week. Until then, this is Chris Roby reminding you to encourage, equip, and empower students to live life better. We'll see you next time.